The Power of Love, September 20. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Love's agencies have wonderful power, for they are divine. The soft answer that turneth away wrath, the love that suffereth long, and the charity that covereth a multitude of sins. Would we learn the lesson, with what power for healing would our lives be gifted? How life would be transformed and the earth become a very likeness and foretaste of heaven. These precious lessons may be so simply taught as to be understood even by little children. The heart of the child is tender and easily impressed, and when we who are older become as little children, when we learn the simplicity and gentleness and tender love of the Savior, we shall not find it difficult to touch the hearts of the little ones and teach them love's ministry of healing. From a worldly point of view, money is power, but from the Christian standpoint, love is power. Intellectual and spiritual strength are involved in this principle. Pure love has special efficacy to do good, and can do nothing but good. It prevents discord and misery and brings the truest happiness. Wealth is often an influence to corrupt and destroy. Force is strong to do hurt, but truth and goodness are the properties of pure love. Home is to be the center of the purest and most elevated affection. Peace, harmony, affection, and happiness should be perseveringly cherished every day, until these precious things abide in the hearts of those who compose the family. The plant of love must be carefully nourished, else it will die. Every good principle must be cherished if we would have it thrive in the soul. That which Satan plants in the heart, envy, jealousy, evil surmising, evil speaking, impatience, prejudice, selfishness, covetousness, and vanity, must be uprooted. If these evil things are allowed to remain in the soul, they will bear fruit by which many shall be defiled. Oh, how many cultivate the poisonous plants that kill out the precious fruits of love and defile the soul. In many families there is a great lack in expressing affection one for another. While there is no need of sentimentalism, there is need of expressing love and tenderness in a chaste, pure, dignified way.